Reporter Bill Hoppe joins us to talk Sabres hockey each Thursday morning on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, when we last spoke, the Sabres were on a 10-game win streak. Since then, they've lost four in a row. Two of those were overtime losses. Among those opponents, some of the best teams in the league, Tampa Bay, Nashville, Toronto, they were all close games, and despite the losses, they've continued to play well.
Yes, they still have played pretty well. Obviously, it's not up to the standards that they had a few weeks earlier, but they've been in every game, and you have to think about who they're playing. They played literally the top three teams in the NHL points-wise. They played the Tampa Bay Lightning, they played the Nashville Predators, they played the Toronto Maple Leafs. They took them all down to the wire. And you expected there would be some kind of dip pretty soon. They weren't gonna rattle off 25 straight wins. There was gonna be a dip, and they've hit it. But I like the way they've responded to things. They've been in every game, and the way they played the Maple Leafs on Tuesday night, they were coming off tough loss in Nashville. They lose an hour coming home. They got home at like 1 a.m. or so, and then they come out and they had tons of energy. I mean, they played well enough to win that game. And when you look at the big picture of the season, yes, they've lost four in a row, but they've gotten 2 points from that run. And I think you need to look at the big picture with things. In the last 14 games, they're 10-2-2, and that's pretty darn good.
Well, that Toronto game on Tuesday night was a lot of fun, a great atmosphere for the rivalry game. You had two of the game's best young stars showing what makes them such special players. You called it hockey at its most exciting.
It was hockey at its most exciting. You had, as you said, Jack Eichel and Austin Matthews, two young American centers just basically outdoing each other. They each scored 2 goals. Austin Matthews scored the winner in overtime. Jack Eichel scored twice in a few minutes in the third period to put the Sabres up. The arena buzzed all night. I mean, it was a tight game. It was fast. It was everything you like about hockey. The speed, the goal scoring, the skill, just the atmosphere. And this could be just the start of games like this between the Sabres and Maple Leafs. These teams, they're two young, up-and-coming teams. The Maple Leafs are much more established than the Sabres, but both teams seem pretty built for the long haul, so we could be seeing games like this, hopefully, for the next 5-plus years. Who knows? And it was a wonderful game. I've been covering games for 16 years, and that was probably one of the best.
Let's talk a little bit about Sam Reinhart, the former number 2 overall pick. He got off to a bit of a slow start this season, but he now has 18 points in his last 16 games, goals in 4 straight games. He looks like he's really breaking out in his fourth full NHL season.
It certainly looks like that. And you're right, he did have a slow start. And after the second half he had last year, he was quietly one of the league's best scorers. You expected a better start. You expected him to go to the next level. And I think you're starting to see that now, where maybe he could score 30 goals or have 65 or 70 points. His assists had gone up, his goal scoring had gone down. Now you're seeing the goal scoring part going back up. And there's no secret to Sam Reinhart's success. I mean, he does a lot of things well, but he's going to score at the net. And you saw that Tuesday night against the Maple Leafs. Nathan Beaulieu shot from the point, just hit him somewhere, went in the net. And we saw last year, I mean, he basically went on a run from the Winter Classic on January 1st until the end of the year. So, I mean, he can get hot for months. And if he keeps this up, I don't think he's going to score a goal every game. But he could hit those big numbers I talked about.
We've gotten our first look at one of the Sabres' top prospects, defenseman Lawrence Pilot. Over the past week, he was recalled from Rochester, where he was having a terrific season. What have you thought of his play, and do you think he's in Buffalo to stay?
He could be in Buffalo for good. I think if he plays well enough, if he's playing 20 minutes a night beside Rasmus Ristolainen and they keep being a strong pair and they start winning, it's going to be hard to send him down. We talk about paying dues in the AHL and developing, but there's some guys, they don't need a lot of time in the AHL. Some guys play 20 or 40 games or less than a full season and they're NHL ready. And Lawrence Pilot could be one of those guys. He spent years playing in the Swedish Hockey League, so he's already played pro hockey for a long time. He was the SHL's Defenseman of the Year last year. He came to North America pretty NHL ready, and he's been dominant at times during his brief time in Rochester. And you're seeing a lot of his skills translate to the NHL. He's quick. I think he processes the game well. And I think he's acclimated pretty quickly. Phil Housley feels very comfortable with him. I mean, he's put him out there 4-on-4. His minutes have gone up. He's playing beside Rasmus Ristolainen. So it wouldn't shock me if he got sent down, but if he stuck around, it wouldn't shock me either.
Next up for the Sabres, a Saturday matinee against the Philadelphia Flyers at KeyBank Center. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.